It's 5 o'clock in the evening on the Hills Dairy Farm. Ray Hill just finished cleaning out the milking equipment and is moving into the barn. Cows look around curiously, and afternoon light streams through the windows. Hill moves comfortably among these cows, calling each of them by name and cleans their udders for milking.
Each cow gets at least one clean claw.
Ray Hill and his wife Stephanie are full-time farmers. They milk 10 cows twice a day. They sell raw milk and yogurt directly from their farm. But getting to this point hasn't been easy. To survive, they've had to step away from the conventional approach to dairy farming. When the Hills got into farming 8 years ago, they listened to the advice of farm experts. They had more than 40 cows, a tractor, and were selling their farm's milk to the regional processors. But within a couple of years, they were deep in debt. Hill says the experts told him to get more cows. He says he couldn't see how that would help.
Financially, it just didn't work. There wasn't money to hire help. You know, I had a couple of kids and a wife, and we were all running ragged. And it wasn't fun. And there were many days I threatened to sell every cow in the barn.
It's common for farm experts and even bankers to push family farmers like the Hills to get big or get out. Daryl Emmicks with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says he's seen regions lose more than 50% of their dairy farms when using this conventional standard.
Getting bigger or get out really didn't help a lot of the farms. They got bigger and they still went out of business.
For a farm to get bigger, farmers can find hundreds or even thousands of dairy cows inside large barns. That means farmers spend a lot of money and time bringing food to their animals and hauling manure away. Daryl Emmick says that model of agriculture started in the 1940s when fuel was pretty cheap. But these days, it makes good economic sense for farmers to go back to letting their milk cows out of the big barns to eat grass.
Nothing can harvest a ton of feed any cheaper than the cow or the sheep or the horse can by itself. Bringing food to animals is something I think we're going to see less and less of, especially here and now with fuel prices going over $4 a gallon.
The Hills have made that switch on their farm. Ray Hill says his cows are healthier. He believes the milk is better quality, too. And he's excited about providing healthy food for his community. Ray Hill says he wants their farm to be a place where people come to buy quality food and definitely let them know if they have concerns.
I want to have control over how I take care of my animals. I want to have control over how I process or don't process my milk. I want to have control over the price, the quality. If there's a quality issue, you know, it's up to me to take care of it, not say, oh, let me call so-and-so. I don't think you could find anyone that would tell you I would rather talk to a corporate person as opposed to the person that produced my food.
But bucking against the system is not easy. There are days when no one comes to the Hills farm to buy their milk or yogurt. The Hills know they're taking a risk. But they feel at least they're not at the mercy of the industry, the banks, and the whims of the market. And for now, that's worth it. For the Environment Report, I'm Kinna Oman.